Hello and welcome to StarCast from Planet Waves. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, host of Planet Waves FM and the author of the Planet Waves Horoscope, here with a new edition of StarCast for Tuesday, the 2nd of November, 2021. Thanks, I've been busy doing other things for a couple of days. Usually I'll leave behind a video. If you check StarCast on the Planet Waves homepage, anyway, there is a video accompanying this recording, and I think I covered some of the subject area of the new moon chart. The new moon occurring on Thursday, rather the 4th at 5:14 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That is to say, the conjunction of the sun and the moon in Scorpio. This aspect is noteworthy for a few different reasons, one of which is the opposition to Uranus in Taurus. Did I say that? Uranus in Taurus. So it's really close, unusually close opposition for a solar lunar event to a planet. It's separated by just 7 arc minutes. So that's splitting a degree into about 10 slices. And it's therefore, let's say, accurate to 1/10 of a degree. 1 degree is pretty close. 1/10 of a degree is 10 times closer. And then, in addition, this opposition, you might call it a grand opposition, Sun-Moon opposite Uranus, occurs very close to the cross quarter. The cross quarter is the point when, hold on, I've got, let me pause. I've got a canine unit making a lot of noise with his dish. Which is somewhat distracting. His name is Jonah, and he's chowing down his dinner while I'm telling you about the new moon. I'll be right back. Okay, that's taken care of. So we are at the couple of things that are distinctive about this. Not sure where I left off. A couple of things distinctive about this new moon. First thing is that it's opposite the planet Uranus, very close, splitting a degree into 10 parts. So it's extraordinarily close opposition, particularly for a new moon and an outer planet. These things happen, but when they do, it's worth paying attention to. The second thing is that this new moon is right up against what's called the cross quarter. The cross quarter is the point when the sun is halfway between any equinox and any solstice, or any solstice and any equinox. So up north, for example, we're reaching the midpoint between the autumnal equinox, sun enters Libra, and the winter solstice, sun enters Capricorn. So that's going to happen right in the middle of Scorpio. A lot of holidays are packed around the cross quarter days. For example, at the Scorpio cross quarter, we have All Saints Day, All Souls Day, Halloween, Days of the Dead. And from what I've read, these same types of events, involving decorations with skeletons, have been held for many thousands of years in a great diversity of cultures, from Egypt to Mexico. So those are two distinctions. And one of the things that the presence of this event around the cross quarter does is it amplifies the effect. There's kind of a resonance effect. And the resonance effect is, in astrological theory, coming from the fact that this cross quarter makes a 45 degree aspect to the Aries point, being the first degree of the zodiac, which is the sidereal vernal point, which is like where we start reckoning everything. And that is a kind of a living thing. It certainly behaves strangely for a thing that has no mass and nothing to it, except it's just like a mathematical calculation based on when the seasons change. The spring season begins in the north and autumn in the south. It's a very influential point. And when you put something right in between any two of those cardinal points, i.e. the seasonal changes, and you're midway between a season, you get an Aries point resonance effect, which means that the aspect has more influence than you might ordinarily think that it would. So there's a few different things that are amping up the effect of this particular new moon, and I'm not done. There's a number of other things going on. One of those things. Oh, so let's talk. Let's comment about the most obvious thing about this aspect which is that the sun and the moon are opposite Uranus. Uranus is the planet of surprises. It's the planet of revolutions. It's the planet of inventions. It's the planet of, I keep saying problem. It's the planet of expect the unexpected. And so now we have a big new moon event opposite this. This is, there's something coming. There's some interesting thing that is developing. And in the weekly horoscope, I break this down for every sign, for example, and so you can see how this, I think, it influences all 12 of the signs and the and the rising signs based on where it happens in relationship to your sun or your ascendant. All right, so there's a turning point here. There's an expect the unexpected type event, and this is described by Uranus, but it's amplified by the presence of Uranus, the moon, and the sun very close to the cross quarter, very close to the tipping point between equinox and solstice, which is where we are now. Another exciting thing about this new moon is that it is ruled by Mars, since both of these, the sun and the moon, are in Scorpio. And Mars is also in Scorpio, but anything in Scorpio can be said to be ruled by Mars, wherever Mars happens to be. So Mars is very influential in this new moon event because it's taking place in one of Mars's signs, and Mars is home. Mars is in its domicile, it's called. And what we get here is Mars slowly working up to a 90-degree aspect to Saturn. That's called a square. Saturn's also very powerful. Saturn is in its domicile, Aquarius. Saturn's the classical traditional ruler of Aquarius. So we've got classical rulers of both Scorpio and Aquarius in their domicile making a square. That's kind of a big deal. This is, again, indicative of some event of unusual impact or influence, and this is slightly delayed after the new moon. I believe this takes, I just spent much of the day writing an article about this, so now we can move this chart forward and see when exactly Mars is going to be square Saturn. I think that takes place on the 10th, if I'm not mistaken. Bingo. Takes place at 7:13. Well, it'll by then be 6:13 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the 10th. And so that is a kind of a crunch point. But by that, I mean that when a very energetic planet like Mars is moving in to make a 90-degree aspect to a very influential, well-placed planet like Saturn in Aquarius, you're going to get some kind of an effect. This is, and that effect is likely to be a kind of a pressure release or movement in the style of an earthquake when the tectonic plates are, you know, they can't hold their energy any longer. They slip, they let go, they move, something happens. That's the sensation of a square. And this is a somewhat complex square. And I say that because I don't think I've even seen this chart before. But let's look at let's zero back in on this. So so here, this is a super high power chart. Here's what's going on. Right at the moment when Mars forms a square to Saturn, a little earlier in the day on the 10th, Mercury is conjunct Mars and the Moon is conjunct Saturn. So this is a compound square and it is very exact. Everything is queued up to within a few minutes of arc. So a day to watch for, the big days to watch for are the 4th. That would be the new moon on Thursday. Then on the 10th, it's Mars square Saturn with Mercury and the Moon involved. And there's going to be other planets. I'm not even going out to the far-flung asteroids here. So this is a lot of pressure building. It really, I mean, it's one of those aspects that could easily manifest as an actual earthquake of some kind, like some place somewhere. I mean, there's a lot of them, but I mean one that we all notice. Then what we have brewing finally is 1 week later is Mars opposite Uranus. So Mars opposite Uranus on the 17th. I know I'm going out half a month away from now, but we're in all of this right now. All of this is brewing and developing and cautionary. It's telling us what to look out for, how to play your cards, how to get a grip on things. So the 17th as well is a very interesting day, which we are now, you know, on the flume ride, heading right for it, because that's Mars opposite Uranus. Mars is a fiery, explosive planet, and then Uranus is another kind of fiery, explosive planet. The moon, by the way, is going to sweep right through that the same day. So once again, the moon is showing up for the fun. And so there's some kind of an impact event brewing there. So we see it a few different ways in a few different times. There's at least three, right? There's the 4th, there's the 10th, and then there's the 17th. So it's a series of these things that are a kind of a developing story. One of the friendlier aspects in this chart is that Saturn is on its way to forming its last sextile for this cycle to Chiron. So there's all pairs of planets have a planetary cycle, and the Mars Chiron cycle is approaching the end. Mars is only 60 degrees away from Chiron and approaching a conjunction. Conjunction takes place in some years, probably in about five years. We can while I said that, let's just go to the next Mars Chiron conjunction that takes place in 2028. So that's a while, 7 years from now. What that is saying is currently with Chiron and Saturn in a sextile, 60-degree angle, that's the potential to get the two of them working together really well. And this underscores the whole theme of this chart, which I could have led with if I were being more journalistic, but I didn't. So let's just conclude with the conclusion is that all of these events that are going on are related to where the individual meets the group. And this is something that we're being flogged with on a regular basis, is that all of this supposed responsibility that individuals have to groups. Notice they're not talking about any responsibility of the group to the individual. Everything is what you've got to do for everyone else. They don't have to help you in any way. You've got to do your bit. You've got to do your part. And anyone who doesn't do their bit and their part can be shunned and shamed and kept out of restaurants, kept out of concerts, kept out of theaters, kept out of libraries, denied organ transplants. If you're not asking what the fuck is going on, I don't know who is, but man, this has got nothing to do with a flu virus. To be denying people organ transplants? I mean, this is like the logic of the Vietnam War. We're going to burn the village in order to save it. Now, the saving grace in all of this astrology is Chiron in Aries. It is saying, no, this is a very important time to individuate. It's a very important time to claim your autonomy. It's a very important, relevant, immediate time to engage in your process of self-actualization. That's what we're here to do at this time. And Saturn in Aquarius making a sextile to Uranus in Aries is saying, yeah, and the group has got to get with it. And we have to understand this concept of the group, and we have to have the relationship between the group and the individual clearly defined. And look, as far as I'm concerned, it's clearly defined in the Bill of Rights that this collective thing that really is the United States federal government giving all of these orders and whoever the hell it's taking orders from, meaning some version of the World Health Organization and the World Trade Organization and the World Economic Forum and the Gates, Melinda, Bill and Gates Foundation and all these things that are extrajudicial, they're extra legal, they've got nothing to do with the price of a hamburger in Illinois, but they are imposing their rules on it, are all about the Constitution in the United States and in every other civilized country is about the rights of individuals to make your own choices. The rights of you, an individual, to make your own choices. And most of what the United States Constitution does is it limits the power of the collective. For example, to come into your home and take your stuff, or even look at your stuff, to take your body in any way, to violate your privacy in any way. You are allowed to worship as you please. You can pray to a cucumber. You can pray to Ganesha. You can pray to Jesus Christ, Mohammed, or Moses, or the Lord on high, the great goddess of love and abundance. Whatever you feel like is your prerogative, what your religious views are, and you have a right to say and to read whatever it is that you please. That is the actual relationship between the individual and the collective in Western society. And this is being quickly pounded down. And the thing that's being quickly pounded down is not merely the position and the place of the individual, but the nation state itself. The nation states are being told that they have no rights and they have no rights to protect their citizens. States in the United States are being told they have no right to protect their citizens from the domination of the federal government. But there is an opening, and we're seeing a lot coming through this opening now and in these very weeks. And we must use, abuse, and exploit this sextile between Saturn and Chiron, because it ain't coming back for a long time. And the beauty of Saturn right now is that it is really the thing that is holding the energy down, holding it together in Aquarius. And so as goes Saturn, so goes Aquarius. And we get a really interesting couple of weeks now where we can start to explore and experience and exercise our rights and make sure that we are, let's say, on the page that we agreed to be on when we all agreed to the social contract in the free world. And a long time ago, but not that long ago, only about 70 years ago, there were trials held in Nuremberg, Germany, accounting for the atrocities committed by the Germans during the Holocaust. And one of the very most important things that came out of that is you do not have to participate unwillingly in medical experimentation. Any declaration of human rights says that. And the reason it says that is because that was what was decided by the trial court at Nuremberg, where many, many Nazis hung for their crimes against humanity, and that included medical experimentation. And furthermore, don't let anyone tell you that they're just taking orders. That's ridiculous. That too was addressed by the court, by the tribunal at Nuremberg. Saying you're just taking orders is not a defense against atrocities. And when I say atrocities, I mean the owner of a restaurant making all the waiters and waitresses take the shot. If that turns out to be a crime against humanity, the owner of the restaurant can't say, well, I was just taking orders from the health department. No, sir. No, ma'am. All right, signing off. This is Eric Francis at 6:13. On Tuesday evening.